A slew of people have announced plans to retire from the state legislature. Earlier this year, several longtime senators said they were leaving. Recently, the numbers have been running high in the assembly. Nearly 20 open seats may seem like a mass exodus, but WUWM's Marty Michelson learned that the numbers are rather typical. However, there's speculation about the reasons. One of the most recent retirees is Republican Representative Eric Severson of Northern Wisconsin. He's leaving after two terms. Severson says he wants to spend more time with his family, but also never intended to be a lifelong lawmaker.
I'm a person who believes, you know, when a person's been representing an area for a while, they should step out and step aside and let other people come in with different ideas and different plans. And I think the best way to enforce that is to enforce it on yourself and not try to enforce it on everyone else. So part of it is my ideals also of, you know, the limited government and not being a full-time politician. And
Severson is a doctor, so he has another livelihood. So does Democrat Sandy Pasch. She's a psychiatric nurse and surprised people with her decision to leave. Pasch says she needs to care for her 90-year-old father, but had planned to serve only one more term anyway. She says it's been frustrating to be in the minority party.
We have seen incredible harm, I believe, done to our state in every realm. We have seen a growing wage gap. We have seen less access to health care for people. We have seen cuts to public education. We have seen harms to women's reproductive choices.
Each two-year session sees its share of departures, according to Assembly Minority Leader Peter Barca, but he suspects that this time around, a few GOP lawmakers who broke rank on certain issues are leaving because they feel forced out.
I think it's harder on the Republican side because the Tea Party has pushed them so far to the right that more moderate members, I think, are questioning whether or not they really belong in the Republican Party anymore.
The state ushered in a huge freshman class in 2011, 30 new representatives and 8 new senators. Republicans took control of both houses, along with newly elected Governor Scott Walker. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss acknowledges that political tensions have lingered at the Capitol ever since Republicans passed Act 10 a short time later. It weakened public unions.
So while there might have been some hard feelings in the previous session, I think a lot of that went away and we returned to things that were pretty much normal. Republicans and Democrats disagreeing on policy, but at the end of the day, respecting each other for the jobs that we do.
So far, 18 assembly members are leaving this year, stating various reasons. Voss says the number is not alarming when considering the House has 99 seats.
So in our chamber, probably about 1 out of 5 legislators will be new, and that's similar to what it's been in the last few cycles. So I think it's just a testament to the fact that we have a citizen legislature where lots of people have careers that they take time off from, and they return back to those and go home to their communities.
Voss says he's confident his party will retain 60 assembly seats. He describes most of the dozen Republicans leaving as conservative and says the same will follow. As for Democrats, 6 are stepping aside. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.